It's local, regional, national. They're syndicated. It's Hump Day Radio.
Now listen to me now. These boys got their thing together now. Now I tell you what now. That Johnny D come in shop now. Look here, I'ma listen to anybody shop like dressed like that, like me. I'm out here getting it. Guess I gotta do that again. They say they ain't understand a damn thing. I see it. It's Hump Day Radio, baby. And you can tell them you got that from your Uncle Pimp.
Yours truly, Johnny D, sitting in the building.
Yes, you have right here, Sam Fortune.
The one and only Bobo. Sam, you got some questions for us.
I do, just something quick so the people can hear us and dig what we're talking about. I got some questions, okay? Yesterday, I was producing a podcast in Charlotte for a pretty big company. Anyway, the guys engaged in a conversation about the song.
Because I got her, because I got her. Because I got her.
Afro Man.
Uh-huh.
And one of the guys, and they're white cats. One of the guys said, oh, man, that's some old school hip hop. And I was like, not old school hip hop. And he was like, well, what is old school hip hop? And the other guy was like, Biz Markie.
Yeah.
And Biz Markie is indeed old school hip hop. And he was like, but nobody can name more than one song by Biz Markie. All they know is they say he's just a friend.
No, nobody beats the Biz.
Right. Picking boogers.
I was like, right. I was like, well, I can.
Right.
But because of where we are, you know, it wasn't my place to be, you know,
right,
putting cats in place, which is another topic that was inspired by that. And that is, when do you correct someone when they're wrong? Because one of the guys was like, well, yeah, I know he was on the song, Let Me Clear My Throat. And I was sitting there like, Jesus, but these cats are paying a check to me, so I'm right. Just going to be quiet right now and play producer. Anyway, what is old school hip hop, Johnny?
Man, to me, old school hip hop is Old Tribe Called Quest. The Roots, Naughty by Nature. You know, BDP.
Mm-hmm. Boogie Down Productions,
yeah,
for those who don't
right.
know.
Right. Lauryn Hill, to me, is some old school hip hop.
Okay.
Sweetest thing I've ever known.
Fugees.
Yeah.
De La Soul. Daz FX.
Riggedy Row. Give me the gadzooks. Here I go. So Riggedy Flame on. Geronimo. Yo.
So, but if you had to say from such and such year to such and such year, is the old school era of hip hop, what would you say?
I would say 85 to probably 96.
To 96.
To 96, 97 maybe.
I would go back to almost where it began.
Sugar Hill.
Yeah, where it began and bring it closer towards maybe like early 90, maybe like 92-ish. Because I think once you start getting into like 94, that's when Nas and all them came out. Because Nas just celebrated 20 years.
Right.
Yes, that's old school. But to me, that's where like hip hop was thriving right there. Like the 90s was where it was thriving to me. There is no hip hop no more to me. This is to me. I think everybody is pretty much just rapping. Hip hop to me basically started going on downhill in the 2000s. The late 90s.
So are you saying that a new hip-hop artist, not a new hip-hop artist, are you saying that a hip-hop artist who has been making music since the early 90s, like, would we not consider Snoop Dogg old school?
I wouldn't consider him old school because he's still out there doing stuff. Some of his music maybe, he came, what, 92?
I would consider Snoop old school hip-hop. I would.
Right.
It was gangsta hip-hop when he came. That West Coast flavor, but
he
come
was
on.
Spitting Thunder Rosa.
Yeah.
I think his was like 92, 90. I think it was 93. Because I think Dre.
Dog Pound dropped in 93, homie. I know that for sure.
I think the Chronic
you don't
came
love
out.
Me?
Right.
I think the Chronic came out in 92. And then I think in 93, Snoop came out.
Yeah, he did. I'm positive. Yeah. I was in college. That was my first year in school. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Okay, so that's what old school hip hop is to you. Mm-hmm. I don't know for the listeners what you think old school hip hop is, but you can sound off on it on the Hump Day Radio Facebook page or hit us up on Twitter. We'd like to hear your feedback. Now, I have another question. At what age should you stop riding roller coasters?
Never. I still ride them. Never. I mean, unless you have a physical ailment or something, I say never.
Never.
I'm with Johnny D on that. Like, if there's something wrong with you, but I don't believe in the whole age thing.
No.
As old as you feel.
I want to stay a kid as long as I can because that's going to keep me youthful. That's going to keep me enjoying life, inspired. Kids are inspired and just have fun and they live life. You get, as an adult, you have so many other things to worry about, life, pressure, bills, raising the kids. You forget the joy of just being and doing.
Right.
Getting on a roller coaster is part of that.
So you don't think that a roller coaster could cause an effect if you're 65 or 70 and you jump on a roller coaster?
Well, that's what I said.
And you throw your back out or...
If it's a health thing.
Yeah, it's a health, if it's a health thing. Yeah,
listen, it is a health thing. You are brittle.
Not necessarily.
When you hit 60,
Not necessarily.
You're not brittle in the sense that you can't get in the car, ride around. You can't take a jump shot or two. We're talking about you getting on a roller coaster that's flipping you upside down, going at tremendous speed and jerking you around that where when you don't heal as fast as you used to,
you
could cause an injury that could send you on your way quicker than you was going to be sent.
You could do the same thing in an airplane if it's turbulence, on a train ride, on a car or bus ride if it jerks too much or hits a bump. So, I mean, as you get older, you always got to worry about those things, but you have to know yourself. Am I healthy enough to really do this? Yeah. If you're injury prone, no, don't do it. But if you're pretty healthy and you take care of yourself and your heart can handle it, man, get on that thing and ride.
Yeah. I feel go you. I it. Hope that I can do it as long as I possibly can. Next question. When is it okay to snitch?
When is it okay to snitch?
Okay, first, what is a snitch?
Well, to me, this culture and new modern age got snitching to where if somebody commit a crime, I'm not telling. I don't agree with that. That's why we got our streets all screwed up now because nobody's talking and nobody's doing nothing. Innocent kids are being killed. So I'm not saying snitching to me is telling on somebody just for no reason. Somebody else getting more money than you. Man, I'm giving this dude up. I'm dropping dime on this cat. That's, to me, a snitching. Snitching is not about, you know, somebody has murdered somebody. I'm turning your ass in. That's just me.
Snitching to me is if, let's say me and you out there, well, Sam, me and you, we out there doing something.
Righteous.
You know? And let's say I get jealous. Johnny D just said, I get jealous. Oh, Sam getting all the shine. So I'm going to go drop dime on him. That's what I don't. That's unacceptable right there.
Yeah. Okay,
you know,
so
if y'all are out there, both of y'all are doing the same thing, and one of y'all get caught up, don't bring someone else into your situation. The Kobe Bryant Shaq thing, that's snitching.
Yeah, that was snitching.
Prime example.
Snitching. Yeah, you gave up. You got when caught. Y'all both was
Shaq ain't had nothing to do with what was going on, but you bring his name into your situation to bring the light off of him. Off
so
of
we're clear. I'm a hustler. The guy across the street's a hustler. I get jammed up. And in order to get out of trouble, I put his name on paper.
Exactly.
That's snitching.
Yeah.
Now, I'm at the crib. Guy across the street. White Honda Accord pulls up. This is all just speaking hypothetically. White Honda Accord pulls up. Two guys get out, dump bullets on him on the front porch, kill him. Police come to my house to ask me if I saw anything. I'm supposed to tell them that a white Honda Accord pulled up and describe the two men who got out the Honda Accord and shot and killed them on the porch?
Anonymously, yeah. I mean, if you tell them, listen, we talking about that. You know, the problem is that same situation that you're talking about, nobody wants to get involved because of fear of retaliation. Now, man, they might come shoot up my place. But if these same cats are out here, I don't know if it's randomly or for whatever reason, shooting and killing, what's to say they won't come at you next? You could be sitting like this dude was. Did he have beef? Was he messing with somebody's girl? Was he, you know, out here in the streets and they just decide they want to come get him?
So you feel the right thing to do is to, in that situation, give the information that you have.
Yes, I do.
You got to put yourself in that family situation. If that was you and your family knew that you knew that I knew something about what happened to you, of course they would want me to, you know. And I mean, just put yourself in that person's situation.
And I don't know if it's because of how I am and my background, upbringing, or whatever, that's a hurdle for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hurdle for me. I didn't even realize how serious that would be until we just now got into it. Yeah. I don't know if I could do that.
But at the same time, you have to look.
I can't see myself telling the police that.
But what if it was your family member that got murdered, your brother or something, and you knew one of the cats that saw it, but they like, man, I ain't saying nothing. Now,
if it's my family member, it's a different ball game. If it's somebody I have nothing to do with and I just happen to see it, the way I am predisposed to function from my upbringing causes me to say I didn't have anything to do with that. And if it's not a child who was involved, if it's a child involved, that changes the whole dynamics of the situation for me.
Right.
But if it's a grown man and two grown men got out of a car and shot and killed him, I don't know the situation, one. I don't have anything to do with it. Therefore, I'm inclined to just be like, I ain't see nothing.
But that's the problem. Look at what's happening in our communities. People are getting murdered left and right. Me being from Chicago, it's happening.
And I'm not saying it's right for me to be that way.
Right.
I'm just saying that is how I am made.
But it's a lot for fear of saying, man, that's really not, I don't want to get involved with that. But if we keep not getting involved, we're not going to make the situation better. I want nice, safe neighborhoods to live in. Get these Bammers. Whatever the reason was, whatever he did, unless they shot up somebody as a retaliation that the rape, kill, murder a child or did something and he deserved it. But you don't know that at the time. Because for one, what if it's me and they come shoot up my house?
But what if you find that out after you tell on them? What if you find out that the two guys who came and shot and killed him were the uncle and the father of the 12-year-old that he raped?
It's still murder. I mean, it's still you taking a life. I don't agree with it, what he did first as a child, but what they came and did. No, I don't agree to that at all.
In my book, if you forcibly have sex with a minor, rape a minor, you get what you deserve.
Yeah.
If somebody blow your head off in broad daylight, I have no problem with it. I guess we got to end this segment. This could go on.
We might need to revisit this one at a later date because there's so many aspects.
And we'll
this.
Have to get some people in on it.
Yeah.
If you want to be in on it, hit us up on Facebook, hit us up on Twitter, hit us up at humpdayradio@gmail.com. This is Hump Day Radio.
www.humpdayradio.wordpress.com. www.humpdayradio.wordpress.com.
Keep the convo going on Twitter. Use hashtag Hump Day Radio. Yo, that's my word, son.